This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:07. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today, my friend? Say that again.
I say I'm blind in one eye and can't see out of the other. Yeah.
But you look good. Glad to have you here.
Well, good to be here.
We have, you better be on your best behavior. We have two sheriffs.
Yeah, we got the law here today.
We got the law here today. And they will write tickets. We have,
No, two of them won't because he can't write.
I'll leave that alone. We have Steve Meyer from the Macoupin Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. We have also Montgomery County Sheriff Jim Vazzi and Macoupin County Sheriff Don Albright. We'll talk with them right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show. Tobin Ott alongside Uncle Ralph Niehaus. We have Steve Meyer, Mickey Robinson, Macoupin County Sheriff Don Albright, and Montgomery County Sheriff Jim Vazzi as our guests. And Uncle Ralph, we're here to talk about Crime Stoppers, aren't we, today?
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's what my agent tells me that we're talking about, so that's what we're going with. And Steve, let's start with you. Give us a little history about the Crime Stoppers organization here in Macoupin and Montgomery counties.
Macoupin Montgomery County Crime Stoppers was started back in 1991 and has been going strong ever since. We have 12 board members from Macoupin County and 12 from Montgomery County that serve on the board of directors, and we meet monthly out at the Magnuson Hotel. When we meet, we talk about things. We decide then on the amount of rewards paid out for, you know, information that leads to an arrest.
And the rewards, that is based on a tip that gets called in or submitted online, which we'll talk about this momentarily, because I think this is a great asset to the Crime Stoppers, which with the tip line and the internet tip line,
right.
But that's based on the tips that you receive.
That's exactly right, yes. On the tips that we receive that lead to an arrest, yes.
And we're talking not like if you see a guy speeding, we're talking major, like drug arrest, something like that.
You're right. Warrants, et cetera, yes.
And Sheriff Vazzi, let's start with you. The impact I know Crime Stoppers has had on Montgomery County has been very vital with you and your deputies.
Yeah, it's very significant. What it does is it allows the citizens of our county to get involved and help us with crimes that are occurring in Montgomery County. Of course, we as police can't be everywhere at once, and we don't see everything at once. But if you're in a neighborhood, you know your neighborhood, so if you see something happening there that shouldn't be, well, then you would call in to Crime Stoppers or call into the sheriff's office. And that way, we have more eyes and ears out there and are able to do our job a lot better.
You're still trying to work on cloning so that way you can be everywhere at any time, aren't you?
You know, that would be nice, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen in the near future.
And I believe, Tobin, to back up a step, Jim, you and Sheriff, at that time, Jim Zirkelbach, were the ones who kind of got Crime Stoppers started, were you not?
That's correct. Unfortunately, I don't like to say that was over 20 years ago, but it really was, and it's been very helpful ever since.
Don, let's turn things over to you. Give us a little stats here about Crime Stoppers and how much money has been donated in tips and crimes that have been solved via Crime Stoppers. Do we have any stats for Crime Stoppers?
We sure do, Tobin, and I want to thank you for having us here today to promote Crime Stoppers a little bit. What we've got, Sheriff Vazzi said, he, then State's Attorney Vince Morath in Macoupin County and Sheriff Jim Zirkelbach. Were there others in that initial group?
Well, we had Sheriff Williamson come down.
Sheriff Williamson came down. He wasn't the sheriff at that time, I don't believe.
No, he was the Crime Stopper
but
coordinator.
But he was the coordinator up in Sangamon and came down and got him started, and that was in July 16th of 1991 was the inception date. And I brought some stats today. Since inception, there's been 1,611 tips taken in and numbers issued out to people who called in tips. So that relates to about 6.7 tips per month in the 20 years. And over that period of time, recoveries of drugs, goods, and cash in the amount of $410,864. So that's pushing $500,000 of recovered items through Crime Stoppers. And the payouts over that amount of years has been about $56,500.
Wow.
So you can see we're getting a pretty good return on our money. What bankers would really like to have returns like this, because that's about a 77% return on the money that Crime Stoppers have been paying out.
And the payouts, it's $1,000 maximum, correct? And that's a pretty big deal if you have to give out $1,000. And there hasn't really been, Steve, there really hasn't been many $1,000 payouts, have there?
There hasn't been many, but there has been two or three, is my understanding, yes.
Right.
Now, funding for Crime Stoppers, obviously, the golf tournament, is that the major fundraiser for you guys?
Yeah, Crime Stoppers has one major fundraising event each year, and it is the golf tournament. But Crime Stoppers is also funded by the court systems of both Macoupin and Montgomery County.
Explain that for us.
Well, there are state statutes that allow the judges that when someone appears in front of them, they can assess fines and then designate some of that fine go to Crime Stopper organizations. And since Macoupin Montgomery County Crime Stoppers is the only Crime Stopper organization within our area, why, then we are the recipients of that money.
And that's already locked in?
Yes, sir.
They don't have a choice of this will go to here and that's it?
That's right. That's correct.
Whatever the judge deems to assess onto the person's fine, that goes to Crime Stoppers, $25 or whatever, you know, it's added on to his total amount of fine, and that's Crime Stoppers.
Now, Uncle Ralph, you've been on the board, aren't you?
I've been on the board. Well, I haven't been on the board much lately, but yeah, I've been on since I believe 95. I went on the board, so that was day before yesterday.
Now, donations to Crime Stoppers. We want to touch base on here the tax checkoff, the Schedule G. Steve, if you want to take it from here.
Right. As well as on the board of directors for Macoupin Montgomery County Crime Stoppers, I'm also the vice president of State of Illinois Crime Stoppers Association. And this year, last year actually when we started to work on it, the Crime Stoppers organization was able to work with legislators up the state capitol and get the Illinois State Crime Stoppers Association, which is kind of the umbrella of all Crime Stopper organizations throughout the state. And we were able to get on the Illinois State Checkoff Program. And what that is basically is there's it's the Form G of the Illinois State Tax Return that gives people opportunity to donate some of their refund. If they have a refund coming back from the state of Illinois, they can give as little as $1 and from there on up. And that money then is given to the Illinois State Crime Stoppers Association through the Illinois Checkoff Program, which then of course funnels down to our local organizations as well as used to start new programs throughout the state where there are currently no programs.
And that trickles down to wherever. So like if I donate, let's say X amount, being from Hillsborough, that automatically goes to you guys?
That goes to the Illinois State Crime Stoppers Association.
Okay.
The Illinois State Crime Stoppers Association then looks at the needs of all Crime Stopper organizations throughout the state. And there are 66 Crime Stopper organizations throughout the state of Illinois, 36 of those being what we call certified. Those 36 organizations that are certified meet certain criteria, plus they submit quarterly stats to the state just like Sheriff Albright just give the Macoupin and Montgomery County stats, if I may,
okay,
for the entire state of Illinois for 20 since inception in the state of Illinois Crime Stoppers organization was instrumental in helping getting the Macoupin and Montgomery County organization started, and they were started in 1983, and since that time, throughout the state of Illinois, there has been 117,000 arrests made, and over $152 million in stolen goods and drugs throughout just the state of Illinois through Crime Stopper organizations.
Uncle Ralph, you have anything to?
No, just to add, that's quite an impressive figure when you stop to think about it a little bit. Since the start of Crime Stoppers, 20-plus years, that's pretty impressive.
Now let's turn things over to our sheriffs here. Let's say I call in a tip. Let's run through the process of how this works. Okay, you have I call in, there's a, let's say, someone doing drugs or something like that in my neighborhood. Once that call is made, what's the steps that take place after the initial call?
Well, Tobin, first of all, the calls come into the call center. It just happens to be at Macoupin County for a central location. It could have been at Sheriff Vazie's, but it settled on Macoupin. The calls come in there. The person is issued a number, a Crime Stoppers number, something, something, MM, something, something,
mm-hmm.
And then they'll give their tip, and they're told to hang on to that number because that's the only way they can redeem their award or their reward if there's an arrest made. And we do only pay on arrests, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So we only pay on arrests made. But when those people get their number, they give us their information. If they do it over the phone, it's a one-time deal. If they do it by tips, we can have a conversation back and forth, a blind conversation. Say, for instance, myself or Sheriff Vazie's deputies want to find out more information. They can actually text back to the tipster without knowing who it is blindly and get more information. So the tips have really become very helpful.
And the text option and the internet option is fairly new, right, Steve?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, there's a company called Anderson Software who came out with this software that they assured anyone purchasing that software could receive tips via the internet or texting. You can go to our website, which is macmontcrimestoppers.com, and right on the homepage you'll see a big red button where it says Submit a Tip. You can click there and type in your information. You will be assigned a code, and that information then is dispersed to the proper authorities. If an arrest is made, well, you are instructed to check back periodically. And if arrest is made and you have a reward coming, then you're told that, and then you can collect. Same thing, we also have the ability through that software program to receive information via text. Obviously, everyone texts, or a lot of people text nowadays. And so a person can go to their cell phone, and you just simply type in TIP722, then your information. And then you send that to Crimes, CRIMES, which that number is 274-637. And this information then goes to the proper authorities once again. Same process.
Obviously, we need to make a note. If you use the text option, make sure you pull off to the side of the road and
yeah.
text, because new laws say you can't text and drive anymore. And if lawmakers have their way, we may not be able to use our cell phones and drive anymore as well. But always make sure to pull off to the side of the road if you text a tip in to make sure you're safe.
Text safely, yes. That
text
would be a good...
And I was just going to add, and with today's... not economy, but the way, well, the economy does enter into it. We have a lot of meth labs and stuff out there, and this is all, if these gentlemen bust up a meth lab, certainly it is because someone has given them a valid tip that leads to an arrest. And interestingly, sometimes these tips come from within the group that's doing the crime, whatever it may be. Someone gets disgruntled. don't get the proper amount of dollars in their pocket or something, and so they blow the whistle on the rest of them.
And is it easy to understand if someone calls Crime Stoppers that, you know what, it takes some time? It may take some time before an arrest can happen, because obviously, being on the news side of things, I know there's an investigation that goes on. You want to make your the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted before an arrest is made. Is that an easy understanding for most people?
Well, I think it is, Sheriff Vazzi. I think you've been through this for a long time, but you know, a lot of people are impatient. They want to call today and get their money tomorrow.
Well, yeah, and necessarily a tip doesn't mean there's going to be an arrest. I mean,
right.
A lot of people just, you know, give information. Then the investigator has to build a case and have probable cause and take it to the state's attorney. Then the state's attorney makes that determination if there's going to be a case on this and an arrest. So, I mean, there's a long process. So, yes, it isn't going to be overnight,
right.
And we can't do it in an hour like on TV.
And one thing I might add, if I could, that it always has to be brought before the board at the next monthly meeting. So if you call in the day after the February meeting, mm-hmm. there is no way anything's going to be approved until the day after the March meeting.
Okay.
And then a lot of times we'll instruct the people to call back in after the next meeting if there has been an arrest made or a case made.
Yeah, and if the meeting is already happened,
right.
It's going to be another month before
right.
it comes
That's
in.
True.
So, I mean,
yeah.
as far as the reward, that could be 2 or 3 months prior to getting their money.
Yeah.
Right.
And then sometimes, you know, we've had the reward money awarded and out ready to hand out, and it's been like a year and nobody's claimed it after they've made the call, so we put it back in the kitty.
Okay.
But if they could keep their number, from as far as I'm concerned, they could always claim it.
And when this tip is made and an arrest is made, and then when we as the Montgomery County Board have a meeting, there is a committee on that board made up of Montgomery Magoopin County people who make the assessment of what the amount of money to be paid out will be.
Mm-hmm. And $1,000, like we mentioned earlier, $1,000 is the max. And Steve, you mentioned that's impressive too. Only a couple $1,000 rewards have been authorized. That's
Sheriff Zirkelbach, back when he was sheriff, I know he talks about there was a $1,000 reward. I believe there might have been a homicide or something up around the Sunset Lake or Otter Lake area or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not personally familiar with any other of the $1,000 rewards, but I think the last one was on a major drug situation.
And I think maybe we might
we've probably only done about 2 or 3, Tobin, in the time since we've our inception. And these are all the major cases that we have. And that's what the only way that you're probably going to get $1,000 is through a major case.
I believe this past year, Jim, we may have made one $750. I'm on the committee that judges that, but I think we had one $750.
I believe you're right.
Year.
Yeah, yeah. And there's no set amount, Tobin. It's
no.
It's on a case by case basis.
Right.
Obviously, you know, if you got a homicide or something like that, if somebody calls in a tip, they're probably going to get the $1,000.
Steve mentioned the high of $1,000. We also have a minimum of $100.
Right,
whatever
correct.
The tip is, you will get no less than $100.
Just as long as there's an arrest.
It's yeah.
Just as long as there's an arrest made.
Arrest and conviction.
Right.
Okay. We've got just a little bit of time left to kill on this weekend's Wednesday talk show. Steve, talk again about the golf tournament. Has plans already been made for this year?
Golf tournament will be held in June, and the date escapes me. It's the first Friday of June.
Okay.
It will be held down at Timberlake's Golf Course.
June 1st,
okay. Timberlake's Golf Course in Staunton.
Beautiful course.
Beautiful course.
Not playing the Homer card, but beautiful course.
There you go. Last year we played over at
Indian Springs
in Montgomery County. We try to go back and forth between each county each year with our golf tournaments. And I want to say that the response is overwhelming. We can have 36 teams, and every year we have that and more. It's just been outstanding. Thanks to Uncle Ralph here with his pork chops and all the free drinks you can drink during the tournament.
Soda spree? Wow. That's nice.
Everything. I mean, it's wonderful. But we have a wonderful turnout, and it works out very well for us.
The money they raise on the golf tournament, Steve, explain how that's used.
Well, the money that we get on the golf tournament is then, of course, put into the bank account, and is used to pay out rewards for information.
And I know golf tournaments do very well, and that's a quick way to raise some money for Crime Stoppers.
And Tobin, being a connoisseur of fine food like you are, we have had
we have had
a gentleman eat 12 of my butterfly pork chops.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you were retired. Are you coming out of retirement for this golf tournament?
I didn't say I was retired, and I didn't say I wasn't.
If we've got just a moment.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of the money goes...
Grab the mic towards you.
A lot of the money goes towards advertising to get people to call in. A few years ago, we had a program where we put these posters in every school in Macoupin and Montgomery County so that, the kids could actually... Kids hear about a lot of crime, especially drug crime, and we wanted to get that out there, and the board purchased the posters, and we got them in every school in both counties.
And that's important to get the youth involved and make sure that they have a number to call or they're aware about the drug problems and the violence problems, not only here in Montgomery County, but in Macoupin County as well. So. Jim, Don, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. That's going to do it for this week's Wednesday talk show. Our guests were Steve Meyer from the Macoupin Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. We also had Sheriff Jim Vazzi from Montgomery County and Macoupin County Sheriff Don Albright. We also have Mickey Robinson here as well. Mickey, it's always a pleasure. Man, you were quiet the whole half hour. I'm proud of you. I am.
2 weeks in a row.
I know. And next week we have Lisa Reiki coming in. She will be in talking about Big Brothers Big Sisters. They have their annual Bowling for Kids' Sake event coming up in Carlinville, so stay tuned for that. When we come back on the flip side, the man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles, is next with your market update. Thank you so much for listening.